Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, Badan Intelijen Top Australia telah memperingatkan mata-mata asing menggunakan media sosial untuk mendapatkan informasi yang sensitif. Sebagai bagian dari operasi internasional bersama, badan tersebut telah meluncurkan kampanye pendidikan publik pertamanya. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Markus Megalokonomos untuk SBS News. Mike Burgess, Direktur Jenderal Badan Intelijen Top Australia, The Australian Security Intelligence Organisation atau ASIO, mengenang apa yang dikatakan oleh ibunya kepadanya.
When I was young, my mum used to say, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. That warning applies as much today as it did back then, online and in everyday life. Think before you link.
Ia mengacu kepada kampanye kesadaran yang baru dari agen itu yang berjudulkan Think Before You Link. Badan yang biasanya sangat rahasia itu memperingatkan warga Australia tentang bahaya yang ditimbulkan oleh agen intelijen asing atau mata-mata.
Foreign spies are using social media and professional networking sites to connect with Australians who, like you, have access to sensitive information. The approaches are often sophisticated, with the spies pretending to be headhunters or people offering enticing business opportunities. But their real intent is to learn your secrets and potentially recruit you as a source. If you don't think before you link, the consequences for you and your career, not to mention our national interests, are potentially severe.
Kampanye ini melibatkan video animasi berdasarkan peristiwa nyata yang disebut Jack's Story.
This is Jack. Jack works in the defense industry. He loves his job, but updates his professional networking profile just in case. Jack's profile makes it obvious he gets access to sensitive information. A woman called Emily makes contact, claiming to be a headhunter. Emily praises Jack's skill set and says he's perfect for an exciting new opportunity. The details are vague, but the offer is very attractive. Emily wants to discuss the offer on a secure platform. By this time, Jack is intrigued and agrees to continue the discussion. But it's not what it seems.
Kampanye kesadaran publik itu menyoroti risiko peningkatan persiapan atau aktivitas rekrutmen di situs jejaring profesional seperti LinkedIn.
Emily is a spy operating from another country. She's trying to cultivate Jack as a source and wants him to give away sensitive information. Don't end up like Jack. Be aware. Foreign spies are targeting Australians online. Be discreet. Don't boast about your access to sensitive information. And be responsible. Report suspicious approaches to your security manager. If an offer seems too good to be true, it probably is. Think before you link.
ASIO telah berkolaborasi dengan 5 mata mitra intelijen internasionalnya, yaitu Kanada, Selandia Baru, Inggris Raya, dan Amerika Serikat. Burgess juga mendorong masyarakat untuk memeriksa serangkaian dokumen tentang aktivitas online yang mencurigakan yang dapat diakses di acio.gov.au/TBYL.
We're publishing documents and videos to alert you to the threat and provide practical security tips. I'd urge you to familiarize yourself with the material and to protect yourself and your community.
Nigel Fair adalah Direktur Departemen Cyber Universitas New South Wales Canberra dan berspesialisasi dalam persimpangan teknologi, kejahatan, dan masyarakat. Ia mengatakan targetnya spesifik dan lintas platform.
International spies, people trying to do harm against Australia, use social media as a force multiplier to get access to high-value people, whether that's government people, whether that's defense contractors and anyone in the supply chain in between. This is when you get into the realms of LinkedIn and your business networks. But I wouldn't discount Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter as a force multiplier on top of that.
Badan tersebut tidak menyebutkan nama dari satu negara atau satu wilayah atau negara asal ancaman ini. Tahun ini telah terjadi peningkatan penekanan pada campur tangan asing. Skema pemerintah federal Foreign Influence Transparency Scheme mendefinisikan campur tangan asing sebagai aktivitas terselubung, penipuan, atau melakukan aktivitas yang dimaksudkan untuk mempengaruhi proses politik. Kegiatan ini diarahkan, disubsidi atau dilakukan oleh atau atas nama aktor asing untuk memajukan kepentingan atau tujuan mereka. Bulan lalu, Burgess menulis kepada para politisi yang memperingatkan bahwa kemungkinan mereka adalah target kegiatan asing itu. Tahun lalu, badan tersebut mengatakan dalam laporan tahunannya bahwa badan intelijen yang bermusuhan menggunakan media sosial untuk menargetkan orang-orang di seluruh bisnis dan pemerintah. Pada bulan Agustus, Perdana Menteri Scott Morrison mengumumkan rencana untuk memperkenalkan Undang-Undang Keamanan Nasional baru yang memberikan kewenangan kepada pemerintah federal untuk memveto semua kesepakatan dengan pemerintah asing yang dinegosiasikan di tingkat negara bagian atau lokal. Seorang analis senior di Australian Strategic Policy Institute's International Cyber Policy Center, Tom Uren, mengatakan bahwa taktik tersebut menargetkan orang-orang pada saat mereka paling rentan.
Using social media to reach out to people is just cheap, and the consequences if you're caught are almost zero. Like perhaps your account gets banned, so you can reach out to lots and lots of people. You can sort of develop a relationship, start to talk to them, build trust, and in some sense get them on the hook and then reel them in. And if you start with a broad enough selection of people, which you can on social media, you'll catch some fish. It's really about casting a wide net and finding those people who happen to be vulnerable for whatever reason, financial, emotional, at that time, and you know, getting more out of them than you should.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.